Welcome back to True Thought Talk. I'm Jose Rojas, here with my co-host,
Joanna.
And today, we're starting with the fundamental question. What is the mind and what is it made up of? You see, understanding your mind is the first step toward reaching any goal in life. Your mind influences everything, from your thoughts, to your habits, to your results. In this episode, we're breaking down what the mind is, how it works, and why it's the most powerful tool you have. We'll also explore how to train your mind for success and move past the thoughts that hold you back. So let's dive in. All right, so I wanted to start off today's podcast with the mind because the mind is the most powerful tool we have and we don't know much about it.
I love what Bud Proctor used to say. Our mind is a center of divine operation. It's always for expansion and full expression. So that's how important the mind is. And I think this is such an important topic.
So let's start off with, well, what exactly is the mind and what is it made up of?
What do you think is the mind? What do you know about the mind?
I've been studying the mind since 2016.
What was that thing that get you to get so interested about understanding your mind and start working?
Well, as a professional athlete, as an athlete my entire life, I always believe that hard work is what brings the championships.
Because that's what you were programmed.
That's how I was programmed. Exactly. That was the program in my mind. And the reason why I got into mindset was because there were so many times where people would come up to me after a match and they would say, "Wow, you played so well, but you didn't get that win because of your mindset." And these were the highest level coaches. You know, when I would play against the number one player in the world, his coach, like those type of people, the people who were high achievers and they knew about the mind. And so I didn't understand the mind at the time. I just thought, okay, well, the mind, it's mental toughness. And so from there, after I transitioned on from my athletic career, I got into trying to figure out what I wanted to do in my life.
I have a question. Yeah. So mind and mindset for me are two different things. So are you relating to mind or are you relating to mindset?
Mindset.
Okay.
Because I would do well up until the point where for some reason I would start missing my shots. And I didn't know the mind at the time. And so I went on this journey to try to figure out what my mind was. And so I came across my mentor, Bob Proctor's information. And he taught me his definition of the mind, which was our mind is made up of our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. Our mind is not a physical thing. Our mind is spiritual movement. It is energy in motion. And so our thoughts and our feelings are what make up our mind, our beliefs, all of that stuff. It comes down to one thing: ideas and feelings and emotions. And so I came across this because it was important for me to know that the only thing holding me back was my mindset. And that's how I came across mindset. How did you come across mind?
Well, I always used to think the mind was my brain, and I didn't get to really dig into what my mind really was and what was composed of until I reached my 30s, you know, and that's why I always tell people like, hey, you know, there is nothing wrong about not knowing something that we're supposed to know since we're babies. I think since mind is where everything starts, this should be something that we should be told since we start school, but it's not that way. And I think it's, you know, one of the most important things for a person to really get aware and is what is the mind and how is it work and how we can set our mind to create good mindset and to create a winner mindset.
But before we do that, I want to know how you got involved with mindset.
Well, I got involved into mindset because I was a person that always trying to change everything from the outside. I honestly used to think that my life was already set, that I was born with a destiny, and that no matter what I do, my life was already set. And I just have to be okay with it. And I just have to kind of get okay with the fact that God sent me this life for a purpose. And even like it wasn't the type of life that I want, it was for a purpose, even that I never understood what that purpose was. That was the life that I have to live. safe. So this made me feel very hopeless and victim of life, because my life wasn't nothing that I liked, but if God gave me that life, it was for some reason. And it was not until I got into Bob Proctor information and I really get into studying and understanding me that I get to really understand what the mind was in a deeper level. I think when I got in front of the idea that we live in three planes of understanding, that was mind-blowing for me. Understanding that I am in spirit, I was given the most beautiful gift you will ever have, which is your mind, and that I live in a body, and that all of those three make me, was the most beautiful idea I have ever come across with. Because when I was able to understand that, my life completely changed.
That's a very important distinction of the mind and how when we want to do better in life, we have to start with our mind and we have to understand what our mind is. So what exactly is the mind and what is it made up of?
I think mind is energy in movement. I think mind is this substance, this infinite substance that is shapeable like plastic, that we get to shape according to the thoughts that we have. So mind for me is not a thing. Mind is movement, is energy.
What is it made up of? What are the two hemispheres of mind?
Conscious mind, subconscious mind, they're both work together, but they're very different in what each one serve.
So the conscious mind is the part of our mind that we use to think, that we use to talk to people. It's our intellectual mind. It's our educated mind. It's where all the information goes through first to get processed.
Is it a part of your mind that loves to gather information?
Yes.
Is
yes.
The part of your mind that loves to storage knowledge?
It's the part of your mind that loves new things, trying new things, doing new things, right? And then we have the most powerful part of our mind, which is our subconscious mind.
But wait, There is something very, very important also in our conscious mind. And those are our mental faculties, our mental tools that we get to create, right?
Yes, our mental tools are what we use to think, and our thinking creates. We have these mental tools that we were given. These are called imagination, intuition, memory, reason, perception, and your will.
And we can do a whole podcast on these mental faculties, which we were do later on, because I think it's so important to get to know these mental faculties, and most of the people don't know about them because I didn't know about them.
But we're using them all the time.
Yes, consciously or not.
And that's why when we talked about on the power of environment, if we're not in control of our environment is controlling these mental faculties, and these mental faculties are creating images in our conscious mind, and then they're sinking down into our subconscious mind. Now let's talk about the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind is the most powerful part of us. It has 96 to 98% of the power of all of our results, all of our perceptions, all of our behaviors. And our conscious mind is only 2 to 4%. So what do you think about that, Joanna?
I see the subconscious mind like the house of your program, like the house of your beliefs, and the house of your deepest desires too. I also see the subconscious mind as our secret genie.
What do you mean by that?
So the subconscious mind is that part of the mind where our emotions happen, and is that part of the mind that produce action. So that's why a lot of people want a lot of things in a conscious level, but they never get to do them because they think that only having them on a conscious level is going to be enough for them to take action. And we ignore that between conscious mind and body, there is a filter, and that's the subconscious mind. And it's not until things live in the subconscious mind that action happens.
So things need to be inside of the subconscious mind. The right ideas need to be in the subconscious mind to be able to move the body into action.
Exactly. So that's why it doesn't matter what we know. What matters is what we really internalize.
Well, that wraps up the first half of today's episode on True Thought Talk. We dove into the fundamentals of what the mind is, how it works, and how it impacts everything you do. But this conversation ran a little bit longer than we expected, so we'll be continuing it next week in the second half. We'll go even deeper into how the subconscious mind drives your actions and how you can start reprogramming it for success. If you want to dive deeper in the meantime, visit our free on-demand class at truththoughtmindset.com/class or learn more about us at truththoughtmindset.com. And if you're ready to work with us directly and take your mindset to the next level, schedule a call at truththoughtmindset.com/schedule. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, your mind is your most powerful tool. See you next week for part 2.